The Pocahontas County Commissioners held a special afternoon meeting on January 21st to meet in person with the representatives of the U.S. Department of Agriculture to discuss a potential USDA Rural Development Construction Loan for Pocahontas Memorial Hospital to expand and add outpatient services. Commission President David McLaughlin asked Commissioner Walt Helmick to introduce the purpose of this meeting. Here is some of what Helmick had to say.
What we're here for is the hospital situation, hospital being one of the major industries in the county. And so we're looking at the expansion and construction of partial new facility. And at this point, looking at the financing through the hospital, the county commission, and USDA Rural Development. We're trying to establish the need for it, and whether or not we will be looking at the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Services to determine if, in fact, the facility we have can be restructured to accomplish some of the things we want to do. Anytime you're talking about anything above $1 million is certainly very significant for Pocahontas County, being a small county. So we'll look at all options, and today our issue is with USDA Rural Development and how they structure a loan of this nature and of this size.
Representing the USDA at this meeting were Lisa Sharp of the Morgantown office, who manages business programs for the USDA Rural Development, Jana Lowry, also from the Morgantown USDA office, who is the Director of Community Programs, and Jeff Owens, an area specialist from the USDA's Fairmont Regional Development Office. Sharp said that her office manages business loan guarantees for both profit and nonprofit businesses, whereby the government does not directly loan the money, but offers a loan repayment guarantee to private banks who are the actual lenders. She said that it might be more economical for PMH to borrow or receive a loan guarantee from the USDA Community Program rather than the business program. Lowry agreed that the USDA Community Programs might be more appropriate and said that they also offer loan guarantee programs to protect a private lender for up to 90% of a loan in the event of a borrower's default on repayment of the loan. But they also offer direct government loans. The current interest rate for a direct loan is 2.75% for a term of up to 40 years. Lowry suggested that PMH use a 30-year term instead of a 40-year term because that would leave the extra 10 years to possibly be used to re-amortize the term of the loan in the event they cannot meet the payments in the future. She said that only the length of the loan can be renegotiated, not the interest rate. To get the loan, PMH will have to submit the last 5 years of their financial history and show that they are unable to obtain an economical loan from a private lender since, as Lowry put it, the government is a lender of last resort. PMH and the commission would also have to submit a feasibility study showing that they are able to generate enough additional income from the expansion to be able to repay the loan. And the USDA would also need to conduct an environmental study of the project and review the architectural plans submitted by PMH before the loan could be approved. Jeff Owens added that he could figure out the monthly loan payments based on a 30-year loan for loan amounts of between $4.5 and $7.5 million and would submit them shortly to the commissioners. Lowry said that the county commission would need to be the actual borrower, and Helmick said that since the commission itself is prohibited by law from taking on long-term debt, the loan would have to be made with the commission's appointed building commission on behalf of the county commission. No final decisions to move forward with this loan application were made at this meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.